All right, 4 o'clock. Good to have you with us. You just heard the news in the update there. I think it's interesting. And again, it's no longer this need. Now, Job cannot join the playoff roster because you didn't call him up early enough. But that's okay. It's all hands on deck the last week of the season. Get a little taste of the big leagues. You put him in a big spot here or there. You see what he's got. The bottom line is the pressure's off the Tigers because the Twins and Royals are just complete bleep holes. Like, they can't win a game. So August 14th, when you had 0.2% shot of getting in, to September 14th, where it was 8%, that doesn't matter. Since September 14th, in the last 10 days, the Twins and Royals combined have won like 3 baseball games. So you're in this position where now your job is to make sure you don't need Skubal pitching this weekend.
Yeah.
That's your job.
Yeah, almost going full White Sox here. Yeah, they just can't get out their way.
There ain't no almost. I watched 2 of those games in Boston for the Twins. That team is not interested in playing baseball for money. They want to go home.
See, I was going to say, I don't think they believe they can win. Like, you can see the good voodoo that the Tigers have is the bad voodoo. Like, they believe they're going to trip up the stairs to
I'm going to use a word. I'm sorry, it's terrible to use in sports. The Q word.
Quit?
They've quit. They've quit. That series in Cleveland ended them. And they didn't win Friday night so much as the Red Sox lost, when the Red Sox struck out 21 times. And multiple times in extras, the Twins couldn't get the extra man on second home. Yet the Sox said, wait, just hold our beer. We'll be worse than you. Like, you come out in a doubleheader and get sandblasted? Q.
See, I get the quit word. I think it's just more the second one thing goes wrong, forget about it. We're going to lose, and we don't believe. Like, they're fine. Like, when they have a lead, like, maybe we can break this. No, we can't.
Because their bullpen's one of the 5 worst in the sport since mid-August. So, bottom line, Tigers are going to make history. Only one other team in the history of the sport has been as bad as you were and made the playoffs on August 11th. 72 Mets. That's it. You're making history. We talked about it last week. I had the recometer at like 66%. It's at 97.1%. Yeah. I will be stunned, not surprised, stunned if you didn't make the playoffs. Stunned. Voodoo's real. Look at the game in Baltimore this weekend. Second and third, no outs, bottom of the ninth. I must have missed where you called Dennis Eckersley out of the pen. It's voodoo. Roll with it. Wouldn't be surprised if you won a playoff series. Voodoo. Who cares? You're making history. Ride the wave. David, you had a few ticket texts? You got a problem with my Job opinion, like my problem with the Lions defense?
Not at all, but Dan Campbell just confirmed that, yes, Marcus Davenport is done for the season. Season-ending surgery.
Wait. Injured guy got injured? I know, we can't say anything in front of the Lord. Lord Holmes, you can't say anything. But this routine of signing injured people, I get tired of it. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. Marcus Davenport, it's not been about ability. It's been about availability. Never available.
Yeah, at some point, you know what? You just got to go pay full price and get what you want instead of getting the discounted price for damaged goods.
Until, you know what? And now would be the time, because newsflash, you're going to blink and Aiden's going to be making $35 million a year. So I suggest you go out and get this done. So let's start it today. No more chair drops. Trade deadline. I need a D-end. You cannot operate. You've got 2 guys now, Aiden and Onsarike. And Onsarike is not a pure end. You can rotate him. But here's the interesting part. How many D linemen are on this roster that are north of 6'3"? The answer is 2. You're not going to win a Super Bowl with scrub-a-dubs and 6'2", you know, converted D-tackle guy. Get Aiden some help.
Not like the little dude that played for the Colts.
Little dude who played for Colts.
Freeney.
Oh, my God. Dwight Freeney?
Yeah.
You know, okay. You want something funny? You ever see North Carolina's all-conference guard?
No.
Dude, he's 5'10". And the guy they have playing right tackle next to him is 6'8". It's the funniest thing in the world, because when they break the huddle, it looks like the tackle brought his son to work. You got to see it. I forget the kid's name, but he's like 5'10". He's their right guard.
Okay.
You got to see it. It's hilarious.
But yeah, Freeney, I remember. Little tornado dude.
But again, if you're a pure pass rusher, I can make that work. They are thin at DN now, officially.
Yeah.
So, David, go ahead with ticket text. What do we got?
Mike, you're scaring me with your we're guaranteed in stuff. Careful.
I don't have
go
to
Tigers
be,
and Tecumseh.
I don't have to be careful of anything. Hold on 1 second. Rieger just texted me with something, and I hope this is true. This would be great. And again, baseball rules are impossible. But we had talked about this before, and the report was if they didn't have Job up here before September 1st, he would not be available for the playoff roster. But Rieger just texted me saying he's checking. He might be able to take the spot of one of the guys on the 60-day DL.
Okay.
So, Javi.
Because what it is you have to be on the 40-man by August 31st. So he may have already been on that.
I don't think they made that move.
The 40-man move. Okay, I'm not sure.
Bottom line, him here for any amount of time, let him get a taste of the majors. Would love to have him as a part of the playoff roster for spot plays. Be a fireman. Oh, you can't throw a rookie in that spot. I can if they throw 100.
Is that how they sound?
It is. People are so wormy. You want me to do that imitation of a couple people we work with? I got you covered.
Oh, boy.
David, go ahead.
Could the Tigers be the 2019 St. Louis Blues?
I don't care. Sure. Yes. They're winning the whole effing thing. You know what? You're right. It's like Major League, except instead of the owner of the Cleveland Indians, they got Chris Illich, and they're stripping the clothes off of him. And maybe the last piece that comes off, it's the bag of money we get to spend this winter.
Free agency.
Tear that last piece, and it's a stack of 10 G's. Let's go. What?
We're going to embargo this stuff, okay?
Oh, I heard that on the mid. I did. Yeah, you're right. Anything interesting, embargo.
We're embargoing the winter meetings.
What's the record since Javi?
It's going to be nice. Dakota in the car says, calling Job up right now is basically like calling him up for the playoffs because every game matters. Brilliant move.
You're not going to need, if you do your damn job against the Rays, you won't need the games against the Sox, which will allow you to skip Job and bump him to game one of the playoffs. That's the job now. You're not desperate anymore. You're not begging. You're not returning pop bottles. You're in the command spot. It's the Twins that are desperate. They can't win a game.
I believed in the Tigers. I put $200 at plus 450 for them to make the playoffs when you brought it up last week. That is from Mike W.
I don't know what you're talking about. Nobody believed in them.
Nice signing, Brad. Dude is a much better drafter than free agent evaluator. That needs to be discussed.
It does need to be discussed when you're trying to win a Super Bowl. And you can, yes, anyone can get injured at any time. But when a guy look, why did Marcus Davenport get no legitimate interest from anyone? Why did he take a one-year prove-it deal with you?
Injury
if
history.
He's so effing special? Because he ain't ever healthy. Sorry. Oh, it just fires me up because I've wanted to pair someone with Hutch for 2 years.
I've been saying the same thing. I feel that passion, but it gets to the point I don't think it's a priority for Brad. That we can figure this out. I trust the people I have in this locker room, and let's go get a O-lineman from Canada.
Somebody says, dang, Mike, I return bottles.
I just meant, look, you're
Ernie, is that you?
Right. Look, there's a difference between being Ernie the Can Man returning the pop bottles for your next meal or for a new pair of socks versus you're some environmentally conscious person. But don't even get me started on that. I just, please. The whole idea, recycling. Oh, the hell with it. I won't be here. It's fine.
But my kids will.
Hey, that's a YP, not an MP.
That got dark fast.
No, it didn't.
I'm not going to be here.
I'm not big into the recycling thing. I do what I need to do to keep the peace at home.
You know what?
I'm not a recycler.
I'm going to lift the embargo. We can talk winter meetings.
248-539-9797. We will get to your phone calls. I'm sorry, okay? I'm not going to be working for Greenpeace anytime soon.